So one of the things that I practiced as a parent, as many of you likely did as well, was to hope to instill as a habit to have my children adopt an attitude for gratitude and to be thankful for the good in their lives. So one of the ways that we promoted that was to ask them to say grace at dinner and to write thank you notes for the various gifts that they received. And in lieu of notes, sometimes to express their gratitude in person or by phone. And admittedly, they were not always enthusiastic about the task of writing a thank you note. Sometimes they were more inclined to make a phone call to family out of town or in person. So the most of the time, if they were going to write a thank you note, I gave them a template of sorts, like what to say, but you know, write it down. And sometimes their honest appreciation proved to be somewhat interesting. It reached a point where I knew that they didn't need to be prompted anymore. The boys thanked a great aunt for their G.I. Joes given at Christmas, even though, and I quote, "Mom didn't really want us to have war toys." However, they were grateful. And I thought about that parental commitment as I was reflecting on the gospel lesson for this Sunday. And really not to lift me up as being a recipient of award in excellence in parenting, but it made me realize how true it is that gratitude is or becomes a way of life. That gratitude in part gets established by patterns and practices, and that these patterns and practices shape a way of being in the world. In other words, there is more to being grateful than just saying thank you. You know, you really have to mean it. Now, all too often, this story from the gospel lesson in Luke about the 10 lepers gets reduced as an illustration of what gratefulness should look like. But inevitably, it turns into kind of a perfunctory performance. And then, as too many sermons become, the story devolves into a moral command: have an attitude of gratitude, write more thank you notes. But there's an important pattern in this story that demonstrates a practice of gratitude that reiterates how gratitude is a way of being. The one leper who came back, a Samaritan, embodies gratitude. His pattern, his practice, lend themselves to a ritual, if you will, that gets lodged into the habits of life and becomes a part of who you are, especially when we are people of faith. The pattern of gratitude looks something like this: awareness, turning back, praise, gratitude, and then go on. Go your way. In other words, it's gratitude from a theological or a godly perspective. And this has to be the difference. How is it that the church's acts of gratitude are distinct from the thank you cards that you can find in any Hallmark store? How can we as community in the church talk about gratitude on a biblical basis? For this is our charge. And this one Samaritan leper helps us consider what theological and biblical gratitude can look like. Because this one Samaritan leper embodies gratitude with God in mind. Gratitude starts with awareness and attentiveness. The Samaritan leper sees that he has been healed and acknowledges that healing. And once healed, It is often far too easy to move on, to offer that automatic thanks, isn't it? But this story in Luke tells us that seeing is more than sight. It is seeing through God's eyes, through the lens of Jesus' first sermon in Nazareth. It is to see that you are whom God has seen, whom God has regarded. Just like Elizabeth, just like Mary, just like you and me. With this sight turning back, it is called for a response. When you have been seen, when you have been seen by God, you cannot go on, but you have to return so as to imagine how you are now an integral part of God's kingdom. You turn back to praise God because seeing what God has done results in responding with worship and praise. As such, praise comes before gratitude. What difference does this make? It affirms the object of our gratitude. It confirms that to whom we express our gratitude is God, that we recognize who God is, that our God is an awesome God. It makes sense, doesn't it? Before we can say, God, thank you for, we praise God for being our God. What comes after for is so vast, so extraordinary, so amazing. Where do we even begin? It reminds me of a time that when my children were younger and we asked my 5-year-old son, Kevin, to say grace. So the food is on the table, and Kevin was very grateful that day. He was thanking a lot of things, you know, including the birds and the trees. And I mean, it was lovely until finally, you know, his father gave him a little nudge to say, we'd be thankful for our food not getting cold. But he was just filled with all these things that he wanted to say thank you about. So to be sure, there are specific things along the way. Right now, we could probably all name some things that we are thankful for. And that's one of our Thanksgiving traditions. It might be one of yours. Around the dinner table, to ask people what they are thankful for. So the story reminds us that we can get lost in the many fours, I'm thankful for, and for, and for, and forget to praise God first. And that praise is often different from gratitude, of which the psalm prompts, praise the Lord. We sang our psalm this morning. Make a joyful noise. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. Great are the works of the Lord. The Lord is gracious and merciful. God provides food for those who fear God. God is ever mindful of God's covenant. The works of God's hands are faithful and just. God sent redemption to God's people. So after the praise, the recognition that God's name is holy and awesome, comes the gratitude. Only then does the thankfulness make sense. Only then is the gratitude adequately situated within the larger reality of God's goodness and wonder, God's graciousness and mercy. And finally, after gratitude, we are called to go on our way. We are called to go out and give witness to our God whose work is full of honor and majesty. The expression of gratitude cannot be the final word because the world needs to hear about the one on whom we rely, the one whose righteousness endures forever. The theological attitude, or the godly attitude of gratitude, awareness, turn back, give praise, gratitude, and then go on your way. May we enter into our Thanksgiving celebrations with a godly attitude of gratitude. And may we go out into the world and make it so. Thanks be to God. Amen.